I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's really taken it on the chin this summer. First came the droughts, then the sucker punch, the monsoon floods. Because the earth was so dry, the water didn't absorb. So high water displaced over a million people, and now dirty water's the hazard. Greg Kelly of World Mission says even as they drill new wells to provide safe, clean drinking water,
the same village that may have been very resistant to the gospel after they endured a drought or they endured a flood where they've lost literally everything, animals have been wiped out. All of a sudden, that gospel presentation becomes very interesting because the person who's bringing the gospel is also showcasing a tangible form of love in Jesus' name.
And Friday night lights for a Texas high school were transformed into an avenue for change. After finding inspiration in an I Am Second video produced through E3 Partners, one high school student, a believer named Blake, took action. Inspired and touched by the need for clean water, Jeff Johnston tells us
he decided he could use his high school's homecoming as an opportunity to really raise money for these people in Africa that need water, raise money to build wells to give them clean water. And so he made these little pins that you can just put on your shirt.
Blake's idea caught people's attention. He raised thousands of dollars to help provide clean water for a community in need. For Johnston, Blake's story is what E3's I Am Second is all about, inspiring people for Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.